Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Home Business Mag Radio. My name is Richard Captain Anderson, your skipper at Home Business. I'm the publisher of Home Business Magazine. I look forward to helping you chart your way through the choppy waters of succeeding as a home-based entrepreneur. Today, we'll talk about cracking your entrepreneur's code with entrepreneur, business strategist, and author Jack H.M. Wong.
Hello, my name is Sherilyn Colleen, writer for Home Business Magazine and Home Business Online. I'm your co-host on Home Business Mag Radio. Thanks for joining us today. We're a how-to show to help you successfully join the tens of millions of Americans who operate home-based businesses. To learn more about Home Business Radio, visit homebusinessmag.com and click the radio button.
So come aboard and sail with us as we help you navigate to turning your business vision into reality to crack your own entrepreneur's code. Live on the broadcast today, we have Jack H.M. Wong. He is the author of Amazon's best-selling book, Cracking the Entrepreneur's Code, 7 Tips to Build the Business You Always Wanted. He has been featured on CBS News, Fox, ABC News, and NBC News. He has helped people to improve the quality of their lives by helping them to realize that they can start any business using his 7 principles. A serial entrepreneur and a business strategy with more than 23 years of experience, Jack's expertise includes helping authors, speakers, trainers, and coaches by turning their brilliant ideas into tangible and viable business structures. So greetings and welcome, Jack H.M. Wong. Say hello to our home business radio audience.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. And I'm so looking forward to sharing my wisdom with your audiences today.
Thank you.
We appreciate your extra effort dialing in. We've had some connection problems today for those who tuned in earlier on the broadcast. So we're giving it a second go here. So our listeners know, Jack H.M. Wong joins us today from the beautiful city of Singapore. This truly shows the international flair of home-based business today. When I was in the Navy, I sailed all over the Western Pacific. I had port calls in most locations. But regrettably, Jack, I never made it to Singapore. But everyone I knew who visited Singapore said it's very beautiful and a great place to visit. Well, Jack, maybe I'll get there someday.
Okay, sure.
Jack was kind enough to share with us his book, Cracking the Entrepreneur Code, and his experience as a serial entrepreneur. I loved his insights and business growth ideas. You, the listeners, you'll really enjoy hearing from Jack, his wisdom and experience as well. Jack, I know you have a busy schedule, and all of us listening appreciate you taking the time to inspire other entrepreneurs and people who want to start a business in this very uncertain economic climate.
Okay, so let's secure for C and get underway. We love personal success stories and a good way to get started, Jack. What made you decide to leave the corporate world and start your own business in 2011?
Well, at the age of 42, which happened to be May 2011, I have spent 17 years of my life working in one of the largest accounting firms and also one of the largest law firms. 17 years is a long time. Having said that, I learned 2 things. One, no one is indispensable. There's no such thing called loyalty to a job. My boss actually told me if someday I am not wanted, I can be asked to go. This is contrary to my original idea that we can actually strive and thrive in the corporate world for a permanent basis. Second thing I learned is working in a law firm is a very high-paid job, yet there's no really holiday or time for myself. I work 24/7, 5 days a week. So it's all week long. And there's actually no time for me to pursue my other career interest. And, of course, no time to spend with my family. So make a decision in May 2011. Enough is enough. So I left the corporate world as a result of these 2 mistakes or these 2 fallacies that I have learned when I first joined the corporate world. It was a very big decision that happened.
There's nothing like being told you're not wanted and not having any time to yourself. So those look to me like a couple of good motivators to start your own venture.
Yep.
Yeah. So, Jack, what did you do when you decided to start your business in 2011? As in, how did you mentally prepare? And how did you also financially prepare?
Well, put this way, if the listeners think that I left the corporate world because I have a plan of what to do, how to do it, I have got the financial plan for that, the answer is no. I have no plan, which is actually something that I've warned my clients now not to repeat my mistake. I don't have a business plan. I didn't know what I should do. So when I left the firm, basically, I was sitting in front of my computer for 3 months, hoping and wanting or even thinking about what I can do for my own business. Having said that, I do have one thing, which is called the never give up, this mindset, which is why we are still able to have this show on, because if we give up, we would have had this show in the first place. So in 2011, September, I actually knocked the door of a Singapore accounting body and asked for a training opportunity. And what happened was that from that opportunity, I spin off from one training program into currently 35 programs. So that is really a good reflection of the never give up and its attitude.
Well, that's a good lesson. You know, never give up. Third time was the charm for us connecting on this show. So yes, we never gave
right.
up.
Yep.
Jack, you know, I always preach that it's important to diversify in your business. You know, what else did you do while running your training and consulting business to help diversify?
Well, put this way, I was fortunate to meet my coach and mentor, Blasinger. And for those who do not know who Blair is actually a Rich Dad advisor for Mr. Robert Kiyosaki, the best-selling author, Rich Dad Poor Dad. And what happened was that after I learned from Blair the technical accelerated learning technique, I was able to spin off my training and consulting business into a few areas, including marketing, branding, sales, facilitation, and team development. So I've actually been able to utilize the variety of skills to help my clients in whichever way and whatever way they want to be helped.
That's so
I've been doing last few years.
So you found a lot of value then in having a mentor, particularly a good one like Robert Kiyosaki. We've had an interview with him with the magazine. He's very knowledgeable. So a mentor mm-hmm. helped you out a lot then.
Precisely.
Okay. Great. Well, I'll tell you what, before moving on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, Download Builders Network, DBN. The DBN company helps build your network marketing downline 100% automated, free postcards and hot leads each month. Pre-enroll now to lock in your position. For more information, call 1-866-722-5363 or visit www.mailpostcardsfromhome.com. That's mailpostcardsfromhome.com, or visit our radio website for more information on sponsors.
So, Jack, in your opinion, what are the top three common mistakes made by someone who wants to start or expand his business? What's your experience on this?
Okay, so when people ask, how do I start a business? Well, basically, first thing first, I learned from a lot of people that they equate passion to business. Without passion, they can't start a business. So whatever I share with people, you actually have passion within yourself. So you just need to be consciously aware of your passion. And in my own training program, I'm actually able to help people to uncover their passion using a very simple process called Ultimate Passion Discovery Formula. And it's pretty easy for that process. If you have passion, if you can create business, but the truth is that you actually have passion within yourself. So start a business anytime, and you know what your passion is from connecting the dots accordingly. Second thing is that because I study a lot of stuff from Blasinger and Robert Kiyosaki, and these two guys are very big on one topic called personal development. What happened was that a lot of people actually learn the business by acquiring skill sets, by acquiring technical skills on selling, marketing, branding. But from my experience, as I learned from my teachers, what happened was that there's a very big enemy in our life, and guess who is this enemy? It's actually us. It's actually the inner voice in ourselves. The voice between our ears, as Blair says, the little voice, is actually the one that can sabotage us. So if we can learn and master our little voice, which is the core skill of personal development, we will see our business grow exponentially. And the third thing, silence is really something that I've hinted just now. I said I've learned and have my mentor blessing it. So I learned that without a coach or mentor, that can be also a big obstacle, knowing that we only have 24 hours a day. So if you want to grow your business faster, easier, and better, and you want to shorten your learning curve, understanding that we don't know what we don't know, it is important to actually get somebody who has done something that we want to do and have experience on that to teach us, to share with us, or to guide us. My coach actually says one time, coaching doesn't really cost us money. In fact, coaching actually makes us money. Three top mistakes.
Yeah, I see what you mean here. So three good points. Passion, definitely. If you don't have passion, particularly being a home-based entrepreneur, where you might be working your business part-time around your day job as you get started, if you don't have that passion, it's going to wear thin pretty soon. So on personal development, is that more towards just developing your personal skills across the board, or is that more towards personal development with developing actual business skills, or is it just more life skills and along those lines? What do you think is more important on the personal development?
Okay, so a lot of people actually are confused with the term personal development. So if I were to use another term, it is actually growing ourselves, or self-growth tactics.
Wow.
And this is basically working ourselves and raise our self-esteem, raise our self-confidence. I mean, there are all sorts of tools available in the market to help us achieve that result. It's not about like managing time, managing our budget. It's not that kind of stuff that I'm talking about when it comes to personal development. One of the things that I learned personally by mastering the little voice is, whenever I have to meet a client, it's the first time I've never done it before, and there's this voice that's coming in my mind and said, hey, you know what? You're going to fail. You're not going to have a successful call with this client because you're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You are just not experienced enough. So if I'm letting my little voice take over me, guess what will happen? I will never make the call to the client, and therefore there's no money, there's no sales, there's no income. So if I'm able to master my little voice and say, hey, thank you for sharing, little voice. I know you're here to protect me, and yet can you please excuse yourself for a time being and let me raise my energy, let me do this call, and perhaps the opportunity will come. So personal development is a pretty interesting, and yet in my world, it is a compulsory skill that we must have.
I like what you talk about with that little voice in your head. It's got me thinking. I hear those voices too, and I need to bring them under control before they drive me crazy. I like that point. Moving on, I heard the comparison made that being an entrepreneur is like making it through an obstacle course. You know, Jack, you've hit on them a few already, but what hurdles and obstacles? You know, what additional ones, or big ones in particular, did you jump over to make your vision a reality?
Wow, this is a very good question. Thank you for that. In terms of the obstacles to turn the vision into reality, well, it is definitely not easy journey for me. From my experience, again, to turn the vision into reality, that requires a couple of things, a couple of skills. Number one is really the skill of selling. Because in traditional schools, do not teach us how to sell. And like I said, if I do not learn how to sell, there's no money coming in. So in terms of selling, many people have chosen to learn the selling strategies, to adopt the advanced techniques. But what is interesting is actually what was today is not about the selling technique or strategies. Is really to understand the buyer's behavior, is to understand how I can crack the buyer's behavior code so that I can get a yes from that person very fast. Second thing, which is basically the obstacle for me, living the corporate world, having worked in corporate world for so long. Yes, I have a lot of clients when I was in the corporate world, but as soon as I get out of the corporate world, these clients aren't my clients. So I have to look for new clients.
Right.
So the thing is really one of the major obstacles for most of us, including myself, is at the branding issue. The question is that nobody knows us as soon as we leave the corporate world. So in order for me to get known by people, branding is a very, very important technique. And finally, after I left the corporate world, of course, I started on my own. And I have no people working with me or working for me. There's no team. So I've learned one thing. In order to create passive income, in order to explode the sales, I have to have people coming to join me, be it my business partners, strategic alliances, or even team members. So having someone which shares a similar vision of myself and work together to create more success stories, building a championship team, is something that is also essential. So the obstacles in terms of selling, branding, and team building has to be overcome if we want to see our business grow exponentially. Really.
Yeah, very good points. I share a little bit with you on leaving the corporate world because I left that too when I just went out and started up home business, and I went through a lot of these same obstacles with you. I like what you said about learning to sell and tying that into the buyer's behavior. I find so many, particularly new entrepreneurs, they focus on their selling instead of what the buyer's behavior and what their client, their buyer wants. And in the corporate world, we call that having a client focus. And you would think it's obvious and intuitive, but so many people get locked in and they're focused on how do I sell versus what does the buyer want? And, you know, how do I serve that buyer? That's good.
That's right.
So, Jack, the mental game you bring to the field is absolutely decisive to your success. What did you personally do during those down feeling times to stay in the game, keep plugging away, and not give up, even if you wanted to?
Okay, so I personally embarked on an interesting exercise called gratitude exercise. Gratitude exercise, I mean, some people may have heard of it before, but my version is basically to list down 10 things I'm grateful for each and every day. It's not just to like declare out loud or just think about it, but really write them down. And the reason why I have this additional element is it involves our all senses, the visual, the auditory, and kinesthetic, so that our body, mind, and spirit can be totally aligned. So that is the way that I start every day. And at the end of the day, I'll also list down the wins that I have for that day. Wins, by simple definition, means that things that have worked for me on that day. It can be as simple as, I enjoyed myself today. I love the process of having this interview today. And I've learned a lot about you guys. So these are wins. So if you can list down the wins every single day at the end or before you go to bed, and that will be a very complete closure for each day. So I practice this gratitude exercise rigorously and regularly.
Yeah, I like that. You know, it, as important as an entrepreneur, it's tough to keep a positive attitude and to keep in the game with a good attitude each day. It's easy to get kind of worn down and self-talk yourself into a ditch. But I like that, thinking each day about things you're grateful for and to help maintain a positive attitude. Yeah, if you're an entrepreneur for long enough, you will fall down. But boy, I've fallen down. I've definitely crashed and burned a few times, like to say, in the Navy. What would you tell someone who falls down as an entrepreneur?
Well, we have got who has not fallen down before, honestly. So this is going to happen. And what Robert Kiyosaki actually said is, we will make mistakes. I mean, if we haven't made any mistake, that's a lie. It is not true. So what Kiyosaki actually has said is, take the mistakes as something called learning experience. And I actually told my clients to think about mistakes as money-making opportunities. So mistake is money-making opportunities. The good thing about this mistake is, if we learn by ourselves, that may cost us some money or financial terms. Having said that, if I can learn the mistakes of another person, I mean, it doesn't really cost me anything. So I would love to learn the mistakes of other people instead of myself. And make sure that if I have to make the mistakes myself, I will not repeat those mistakes. Otherwise, I'm not learning anything for myself. And the second thing I would say is, when somebody falls down, well, celebrate the win. Celebrate this experience. It sounds crazy. I mean, how can I say that when I fall down, I salvage? So if you recall, I said earlier, when I fall down, that's actually a mistake. If you celebrate mistake and you believe that the universe is actually here teaching you a lesson to make you feel stronger and stronger, so thank God, you actually should thank the universe for giving you this valuable lesson. So let's celebrate this win. Sounds crazy.
I like that. Celebrate. It's the perception that you bring, the perspective that you bring, can turn failing into something to celebrate, because you will learn from it. I also like that point of, as they say, turn your obstacles into opportunities. In this case, money making opportunities.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
That's right.
So, well, we're saving the best for last. What is the number one key ingredient any entrepreneur needs to have in building their business?
Good question. Stay humble and be vulnerable. Because why am I saying be vulnerable is particularly because of these three words. I know that. The moment I say I know that, my mind will shut down and refuse to absorb or take on any new learnings. So there's a difference between being a knower and a learner. So I love to learn. I love to learn from other people, the new skills, new ideas, new wisdom. I would never want to say, I know that. So this is really important. And the truth is, if I respect other people who are wiser, smarter than me, and I want to learn from these people, that actually is something that helps my business. Because I just need one idea from another person that might translate into multi-million dollar ideas for my business eventually. So be a learner, not a knower, is pretty important.
That's a really good point, John, that you just made. I want to make sure it latches on to the listener. You're saying that avoid saying, I know that. Even if you think you do know that you've learned, but when you say, I know that, you're closing your mind out to other things you can learn about that subject. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Jack, you've shared a lot of great insights. Any final thoughts for people who are looking to start their own business that they will find helpful?
Okay, so Cracking the Entrepreneur Code is actually one of my published books, and it is a real-life story documenting my first 3 years of my entrepreneurship journey. And essentially, this is this seven piece principles that I've written in my book help me out to explain how I turned my business from zero to six figures within 3 years. So this is a very good summary, and if your listeners would like to have access to the copy of this book, it's actually available online. They just need to go to crackingentrepreneurcode.com. They will be able to download an electronic version of this copy at no cost to your listeners. And
great.
If someone wants to have a step-by-step guide, I'm sorry. So, if someone wants to have a step-by-step guide to build a successful business based on my learning experience, I'm not here like heavily promoting my book, but I believe that Cracking Entrepreneur Code should serve a good starting point for them. Honestly,
I had a chance to look through the Cracking the Entrepreneur Code. It's a great book, and there will be information on it on the website on the episode page for this. Issue just started Home Business Mag. Go to the radio section and we'll have information up on your book. Well, thank you very much, Jack.
Well, there's a lot to cover.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you so much for being on our show. There's a lot to cover in cracking your entrepreneurship.
Thank you.
Yes, and building the business that you want. Thanks, Jack H.M. Wong, for joining us today. Information on his book is on our website. For more information on these topics and more, visit the website at homebusinessmag.com.
Thanks for joining us on this session of Home Business Mag Radio. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the Home Business Expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen. We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.
Thank you.